Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
Hi, I'm Damien Haffenden with your 7 News briefing for Wednesday, March 9. Prime Minister Scott Morrison has visited flood-affected homes in Lismore as part of a tour of devastated areas of northern New South Wales, but his office kept media in the dark about the trip. 7 News political editor Mark Riley has been among those to be informed of the media ban by Mr. Morrison's office. Morrison underwent a public relations nightmare when he was snubbed and heckled by victims of the Black Summer bushfire disaster in 2020, his minders anticipating a similar situation could occur in northern New South Wales today. Local residents have been protesting outside Lismore City Council chambers, where the PM was expected to appear to declare a national emergency.
People need to know where they're going to live. They need to know how they're going to move forward, and it needs to happen now. They need more than a $1,000 disaster payment. They need to rebuild their lives. A lot of those people were people that already were living in floodplains that didn't have insurance. How are they going to rebuild? It's the poor people that live in what we call affordable housing in the most sensitive and vulnerable areas because of climate change.
The NRMA says Australian motorists should be prepared to pay more than $2 a litre for petrol as long as Russia's war on Ukraine continues. The sizeable jump in the price of crude oil to nearly $130 a barrel comes after US President Joe Biden announced a ban on Russian oil and gas imports. Russia is the second largest exporter of oil globally and has threatened to push prices up to $300 a barrel by cutting supplies to Europe in retaliation for sanctions levelled against it. Prices at Australian petrol stations hovered around the $1.80 a litre mark prior to the February 25 invasion, but have since spiked to $2. The advice is to fill up now.
Perth has now breached the $2 a litre average mark for regular unleaded. It is currently at $2.08 a litre. Hobart had also breached the $2 a mark yesterday afternoon and continues to be at that price. There are other capital cities in Australia today where it is absolutely critical that people go and fill up now, because we will see significant increases in the coming days, possibly hours, especially in the case with Sydney, where the average is at just over $1.80.
And Apple has announced a range of new tech products, including its cheapest ever iPhone, during its peak performance online event overnight. The updated iPhone SE comes with the same A15 Bionic chip that powers the iPhone 13 models, an improved 12-megapixel camera, and 5G connectivity starting at $719. A refreshed 10.9-inch iPad Air is also on the way, along with a new Mac desktop and display targeted at creatives called the Mac Studio. All devices will be available in stores from March 18. And that is your 7 News briefing. I'm Damien Haffenden. For more news, head to 7news.com.au or tune into 7 News nightly at 6.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.